Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm here with Senior Pastor Chris Montgomery, and each day this week, I'll be asking him a question. Okay, Chris, today's question is, what would you say to someone who is exploring a call to ministry?
That is a great question. Number one, I would say, I think if you're a follower of Jesus, no matter what season of life you're in, there needs to be some kind of exploration about what it is he's calling you to right now. And for most people, it's not going to require you to quit your job or go get training or whatever and, you know, do it vocationally and full-time. I get that. But everybody is called. And the great gift of the Protestant Reformation is this priesthood of all believers. Everybody is not just saved, sanctified, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. We're also called to do ministry. And so I fully and wholeheartedly believe that. For those who are exploring a call to do ministry full-time in some way, and I hesitate just to say pastor, because that's just one calling. But for so long in the church, you know, we thought if you say I'm called to ministry, people automatically assume, oh, you're called to be a pastor. That is just not true. There are many ways in which that is lived out. But when it comes to feeling a sense of calling to ministry, the first thing that I want to say to people is, whatever the Lord's calling you to do, say yes to it. Just say yes. I promise you, yes is going to bring so much more fulfillment and purpose and meaning in your life. And so many times we're so hesitant. Well, we want to, well, I need to think through this. Or we live in this expert culture where, you know, I'm not an expert on that. You know, I'm not sure, you know, I'm ready for that, or I have the training for that. I do think that there is a urgency that is needed in the body of Christ just to say yes out of obedience. Because you sense God calling you, just say yes to it and then let the Lord do the training along the way. And I'm all for education and those things, absolutely. But it's amazing what God does with an obedient heart that is willing to say yes, no matter what radical changes that may even bring to your life. There's something about that that God uses, and there's an enthusiasm there that education cannot instill in you. And I also believe that as people, we need to be lifelong learners. So we can continue to learn and, you know, as we move through this thing. But what I see in people is if they don't say yes a little quickly, sometimes instead of, I was talking to someone recently and it's like ready, set, go. But many times in the church, it's ready, set, 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 and we never get to go. And then in that, because we didn't say yes, sometimes that fire burns out. And so I just don't think you can go wrong obeying the voice of the Lord. And yes, you want confirmation in that. Absolutely. But a mentor of mine said, you know, in discerning your call, you need three things: affinity, ability, and opportunity. You know, affinity, what are you passionate about? Ability, what do people confirm in you? Yes, you have that ability. And then opportunity, where's the open door? And many times we have those three things and we still don't say yes because we don't feel qualified or whatever it may be. But if you're exploring a call to ministry, if you feel like God is calling you to ministry in some sense, say yes, take a step in that direction, and just watch what he does. It's amazing. It's amazing.
You know, you remind me of a missionary I heard say that God said go. The only question is where. So just get going.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know, similarly, God can't drive a parked car. So just get in there and head a direction.
That's right. That's right. He will guide you. He will guide you.